The penalties were announced Tuesday by the Department of Public Utilities after a year-long investigation. Some customers were without power for a week after Tropical Storm Irene in August 2011 and a surprise October snowstorm. By far the biggest penalty was assessed against National Grid, fined $18.7 million. Department of Public Utilities Chairwoman Ann Berwick said regulators found systematic and fundamental failures in how the company planned for and responded to the storms. National Grid said in a statement it's reviewing the decision. NSTAR was fined $4.1 million, and Western Massachusetts Electric Company was fined $2 million. Both companies, divisions of Hartford, Connecticut-based Northeast Utilities, say they plan to appeal. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.